Iraqi forces have entered the city of Sinjar in Nineveh province a day after they took back Kirkuk and its surrounding oil fields from Kurdish forces. Iraqi troops have taken control of the city, facing no resistance from the Kurdish Peshmerga stationed there. In the meantime, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi ordered the army to protect the lives and property of people in the city of Kirkuk after it took control of the city. Police in Kirkuk have also announced government institutions and organizations in the city will continue their work on Tuesday. The Iraqi army has also taken control of all oil fields operated by the state-owned North Oil Company in Kirkuk. Our correspondent Altaf Ahmed has updated us on the latest situation on the ground as Iraqi troops push on with their operations after seizing control of the cities of Kirkuk and Sinjar.
A newer convoy of the counterterrorism forces just head inside the Baba Gurgur oil well, which is one of the major, if not the most important, most significant oil well in the city of Kirkuk. The oil well is right behind us. It was one of the key targets which the Iraqi forces were planning to recapture or retake control over from the Kurdish Peshmerga forces. For the Kurds, they've always looked at the city of Kirkuk as the heartland of their so-called independent state. Namely, a lot of analysts say that the Kurds were actually depending on Kirkuk to fund their project of an independent separate state. And in recent weeks, we saw this is why I think this is the main reason why we saw that the Kurds were pushing that in their secession referendum, which was carried out in defiance of the central government in Baghdad. They insisted to include Kirkuk in this secession referendum because they were depending on Kirkuk for economic funding to fund their state, a so-called Kurdish independent state that they were plotting to establish here in Iraq.